right now, we're off to the Bendigo Respiratory Clinic to have a talk to the, I think the official title is head honcho, Dr. Ava Piocco.
Big cheese.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, yeah. Good morning.
I love those titles. Good morning. I love those titles. That's great.
Yeah, no. Well, that's fantastic stuff.
So we had a period over of speaking about sort of slow take up, but now it seems to have gone the opposite. Is that the case?
There's been an increase in take up, which is fantastic. And I think that goes with the increased eligibility of people to be able to access the Pfizer vaccine. So some of that hesitancy around the AstraZeneca probably slowed people down. And also knowing that it's the way we're going to have to go now with this discussion of trialling vaccine passports, particularly with, you know, the exciting news that Bendigo will be a trial site, knowing that you're going to need to be vaccinated to be able to get out there and do things.
Do you, as a medico, get grumpy when you hear, like, for instance, now the Moderna is available, and it's almost as though as soon as it's available, there's going to be somebody in the media coming out saying, oh, there's a possible problem with it, which scares people. I mean, does that annoy you? Because I'm sure you wouldn't be jabbing people unless you believed it was safe.
Oh, absolutely. I think it gets annoying when it's the media or just people that are putting their own opinions that are uneducated or uninformed, unscientific opinions on social media, scaring people off. And certainly we wouldn't be recommending it, and I wouldn't be having it myself if I didn't think it was safe.
Yeah, hang on though. Are you actually saying, Ava, that you reckon you know more than some bloke or a woman sitting in their house on their computer Googling the conspiracy theories? Come on now.
Yeah, well, I think not even so much that I know more, but I do trust in that our top scientists and our top chief health officers and doctors, that they know more.
Yeah.
And I believe in what they're saying. I guess that's why I see it.
So when you sort of get launched with a new bit, like Moderna's coming to Australia, what sort of briefings do you get on that? Do you know? You obviously know more than us.
We get the same as everybody else. So I guess this whole thing too, that people are thinking now that the information is out there. There is so much public information available. The Department of Health and the TGA and ATAGI are putting all the information out there. So we get informed of things the same time that the public get informed of things, so there's no sort of hidden conspiracy theories there. So Moderna's available in pharmacies now. We've had increased doses of Pfizer available, so we've got more appointments available for Pfizer now, so that's terrific. So they're both those mRNA vaccines, so they're good options.
Yeah, certainly sounds like it. I was going to ask about the Moderna. So that's I know we had a guest on earlier who was telling me off air that he'd had it yesterday, but that's only through pharmacies at this stage?
Yes.
Right. Okay. So the easy way to do it is to get onto your website, because I've done this myself a couple of times and it is absolutely a piece of cake just to go through and get yourself organised and get off and get the jab.
Yeah, and we have both vaccines available now on the website, so you can book online for both of them, or if you don't have that technology, of course, you can ring.
Yes, indeed. The old telephone. Yeah, you can actually use them to make a phone call. I don't know whether you realise that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. Dr. Ava, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
My pleasure, and go out there and get vaccinated. We've hit 90% for first doses in Bendigo, and hitting close to 60% for the second, so keep going, everyone.
Oh, there you go. That's the word on the street from the boss at Bendigo Respiratory Clinic, Dr. Ava Piocco.